You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. Start of the weekend, Sunday. Hope you're having a great time. Hope you're watching the College World Series. It's been entertaining, controversial, all that rolled into one. And they'll get started tomorrow with the best of three for the two finalists, Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. Just what we all want in our SEC final, right? ESPN gets their wish, although I kind of think they probably wanted those Texas Longhorns in there since they have such an investment in the Longhorn Network. That will end, I'm sure, upon contract renewal time in some form or fashion. Certainly, that's been a loss. I don't know about you, but I get the ESPN Network or the ESPN app on my television, and every time I try to go into one of the Texas or the Longhorn Network deals, it says media not allowed. And at first I thought, well, how do I know I'm media? But secondly, I don't think it means that. I just don't know what it means, but for whatever reason, maybe I have to subscribe separately to the Longhorn Network. Is that it, Bill? Okay. Well, I wouldn't do that. I would not put money in their coffers. I could not do that with, I couldn't sleep with myself at night if I did that. Hey, we've got some great guests. I'm excited. In the second half hour, we're going to have on Dave Bagley. And, we've had Dave on other shows before, but Dave, was Mr. Basketball in Indiana, a couple years older than me when I was still in Indiana growing up, and great player, went and played at the University of Kansas for Ted Owens, the great Ted Owens, love that guy, and his son Teddy. But he played at Kansas, went to the Cleveland Cavaliers, played in the NBA for a while, and now he is the president of the TBL, stands for the Basketball League. They've got a team in Enid, the Enid Outlaws, you probably heard of them. And they've expanded to all corners of the United States, and it's getting bigger and better. It's going to get even bigger and better next year. They start the playoffs this week, so we'll talk to Dave about that. And then we have a new guest on our first segment that we always have somebody on from SportsThread talking about the world of recruiting. And excited about that because we're getting a new guy. I'll tell you about him when we get him on here in just a second. But we're going to take a break, start things off, hear from our great sponsors that keep us on the air for you each and every Sunday. We'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans. Is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
At Northern Oklahoma College, enrollment for the summer and fall semester is open. So if you've been thinking about going to college, look no further than NOC. With locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern offers students a high-quality and convenient education. NOC will continue to offer students multiple course formats with options to match each student's learning style while continuing to follow the CDC guidelines for a safe learning environment. Students can choose from in-person, online live, or online classes. To receive your high-quality, affordable, and convenient education, visit us at noc.edu and apply today. Northern Oklahoma College. Life changing.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. The National Weather Service continues with the flood watch through Monday. Tonight and for Monday, a 70% chance of scattered thunderstorms, 68 and 80. A 70% chance of storms again Monday night and Tuesday, 68 and 82. And a 50% chance Tuesday night.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome back, as promised. Of course, we always have them on every week for about 15 minutes to talk about the thing you need to know in recruiting. And Cody Momarch joins us right now. He's the Director of Operations. Am I right, Cody? Director of Operations. I was reading your bio, so want to make
sure. that's exactly right, Greg.
Former college football player at the D1 level. And, hey, let's talk a little bit about recruiting, as we always do. And of course, you're new on the show, but I was looking at your bio and some pictures popped up. So looks like in college you might have done a little bit of radio and TV.
Yeah, I do a little bit of entertainment work on the side, but obviously working at sports, that is my priority. And I appreciate you having me on the show to talk a little bit about recruiting to help some young athletes find some opportunities and realize their dreams.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, you've been there a while. You run the ad network there at Sports Thread, D1 football player at the University of Northern Colorado. When I first saw UNC, that's why I asked you that question, if you'd played for Coach Fedora, you probably thought I was crazy. We put UNC, I'm thinking North Carolina, but, of course, University of Northern Colorado. And you're right there in your home state. But you are a really good student, and that's really why you're there in college. That's why you have the job you have now. We try to explain to kids all the time, you can be the best basketball player on your team. And I know some of those guys that are, you know, Walmart greeters now. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not why you go to college. And you got your MBA and everything after you got done playing college ball. And so now you're with Sports Thread doing what you love to do, and it's because you got that degree.
Exactly correct, Greg. I mean, I often like to joke, and it's semi-joke, it's also semi-truthful, that I believe I was a better student than I was a football player. Obviously, I love playing football, and I was able to play it at a very high level, but, you know, my academics is something that I took a lot of pride in, and I think I want to talk about the academic portion of being a student-athlete, because obviously student is part of that. And I think that a lot of these young kids that are listening to this need to understand that focusing on school and understanding its importance will not only help get them to college, but it will also help sustain their life after college. Because the reality is that at some point your playing career does end. Now, I'm not going to talk about the tail end of a career. I do want to talk about, you know, kind of the high school players that are looking to go to college. Real quick, just so those of you listening kind of understand where I'm coming from, my academic background, like Greg said, I played at the University of Northern Colorado football for 5 years. In those 5 years, I got my undergraduate degree in business. I actually graduated early, and with my remaining time that I was at the University of Northern Colorado, Keenan Leary, who's been on this show before and works with me at Sports, that we both graduated early with our business degrees, and we wanted to figure out a way to maximize our last couple of years of playing football. So we pursued getting an MBA at the University of Northern Colorado. And at the time, the MBA program was only available for professionals that wanted to come back and get a master's degree. Well, obviously, we were full-time students still, so I had a great relationship with the business school. I was an ambassador at the business school. I had relationships with the dean at the time and a lot of the advisory board members of the school. And so we met with the dean in the dean's office, and we wanted to basically put forth a proposal to create our own MBA program where we could see what classes were available, how we could fit in other classes or independent studies to allow us to graduate as full-time students with an MBA from the University of Northern Colorado. And we did just that. We were able to become the first ever full-time MBAs from the school. We were actually able to pave the way for the MBA program to be available for full-time students since me and Keenan graduated in early 2019 and our playing career ended in the winter of 2018. Multiple football players at the University of Northern Colorado have graduated with their MBAs. That's really what I'm really proud of for what I was able to do at UNC. I was able to create that kind of pathway for other people. While I was at UNC, I was able to participate in various business competitions across the country. Win a few awards. I had a lot of academic scholarships, things like that. Now, really kind of what I want to talk about is for the high school athletes that are listening to this, obviously I'm sure most student-athletes in high school are focusing so much on the playing aspect and being the best player that they can be to be seen by college coaches. And 100% I love that. I think that should be the focus. However, there is another component of that, and that is their ability in the classroom. So really how I look at it is that being a good student in high school can do a few things for you. First and foremost, baseline is it keeps you eligible to play. You can't play in high school if you fall below a certain GPA. And if you fall below a certain GPA, odds are a lot of college coaches won't even look at you because you also got to stay eligible in college. So a lot of these college coaches, if you can't stay eligible in high school, in their eyes, they're thinking, I don't know how they're going to stay eligible in college. Past that, it also can help with school interest. A lot of colleges recruit based on academics because of various scholarships that are available. I'll get to that in a second. And a lot of colleges from more prestigious academic institutions and stuff like that also like to recruit student athletes out of high school that have a solid GPA and have a high GPA because they require that at the college level as well. Now, the final piece, and I alluded to it, is also the scholarship opportunity. This is where I really want a lot of our listeners to listen to me right now. A lot of programs across a lot of sports have the ability to take partial athletic money and pair that with academic scholarships. That's what happened to me. I had a lot of academic scholarships that were able to supplement any athletic money, and I was able to go play on scholarship at the Division I level for football. These academic scholarships can sum up to a lot of money and a lot of help for these kids, for you. I'm talking to the athletes now to help you go to college. So these scholarships do allow for someone to take advantage of how well they perform in high school. Does that kind of make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, I had Sean on a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about invited walk-ons and things like, not necessarily a scholarship, but they can do some fee waivers and some things like that. And so there's, for lack of a better term, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And you and Keenan, man, you guys are living proof and great ambassadors. I mean, it's one thing for me to, you know, my GPA, I did get a master's, but I did get straight A's my master's degree, but it was tough getting my bachelor's, and I struggled because I wasn't interested in all the classes and things like that. But you get a guy like you and Keenan that not only graduated early, but then went ahead and took master's classes and got an MBA and created that MBA program. That's really impressive, my friend. It really is. I got a master's degree in a field that nobody's heard of called sports geography with Dr. Rooney, the inventor of the discipline of sports geography. And, you know, why like football players come from Texas and why basketball players come from Indiana. It's cultural, you know, which geography is a lot of culture. But what you guys have done is so impressive. I'm just amazed, and it's going to be great for you guys to speak to kids because that should impress them. And if it doesn't, it's going to impress their parents for sure.
100%, and I appreciate the kind words. I mean, you know, we were lucky enough. Our coach at UNC, Ernest Collins, took a lot of pride in the academic standing of the football program. He never liked, and I was in the same, I felt the same way. We never liked the term dumb jock because it's not a real term.
Right.
Athletes aren't dumb.
They have a better GPA than the overall at every school in America, just about.
Exactly. And their ability to understand and learn their sport clearly shows that that's not true. So Ernest Collins took a lot of pride in that. I know me and Keenan owe a lot to Ernest because he allowed us to explore these opportunities and to, you know, to go on these trips and represent the school on an academic level and stuff like that. I believe when I was at UNC, our senior year, we had the most postgraduate degree players of any football program in the country, any level, D2, D1, AA, all that. I think we had like 19 players that were pursuing a master's degree. And the thing is, focusing on school is really about time management. That's really what it comes down to. The topic of this show could just as easily be time management as it could be specifically about academics. I'm not sitting here trying to tell you exactly the nuances of, you know, how to study and how to take notes. That's not really what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is when you are an athlete, when you are a student athlete, you are a student first for sure, but what you're doing is you're putting an entire other job, quote unquote, on your plate on a day-to-day basis. You have the same life as a student, but what changes is you also throw in a two-hour practice, maybe a workout, and then the, you know, the travel that's involved with it and stuff like that. So the time management piece is really, really key. What it comes down to is when you look at your day, right, you have 24 hours in that day. Subtract any of those hours out that you want to sleep. So subtract 7-8 hours. Now you're at 16, 17 hours in the day. So when you look at that day, you obviously have a set amount of hours that are going to be dedicated to school. Let's say you go to school at 8:30 in the morning. Let's say you get out at 3:30. Again, some kids that are listening to this might have a different school schedule, but they could roll with me as I go. So at that point, you have a certain amount of hours that are going to be dedicated to school. After that, you have a certain amount of hours that are going to be dedicated to practice. Some people practice in the morning. Some people practice in the afternoon. Some people practice at night. Beyond that, now you also have a social life. I always advise kids to have a social life, have friends, be engaged with your family 100%. Again, knowing when to prioritize certain things, right? If you have a test tomorrow or if you have a paper due, you might have to pull back the reins on hanging out with your friends for a night to get those things done. That's the other side of time management, is also understanding how to prioritize your time depending on how your day goes through. And then a lot of kids as well in high school like to have a part-time job. I had a part-time job in high school. I worked at a restaurant, so I had to dedicate time to that as well. So the thing is that when you are a student athlete, my biggest advice is to not just focus on the sports aspect, because that won't get you far enough. You have to be dedicated to the classroom. You have to be dedicated to understanding who you are as a student. That's the great thing that high school can do to prepare you for college, is when you get to college, the topics get a lot harder. The workload is a lot more is more difficult. So utilize your time in high school now to understand what kind of a student you are. Do you need to dedicate more time to note-taking? Do you need to dedicate more time to studying? How do you study? How efficiently do you study? The beauty of high school, obviously there are some classes that are going to be difficult and stuff like that, but what the beauty of high school allows you to do is it allows you to take a step back and kind of figure out how you learn, because everyone learns a little bit differently. And so if you can craft habits and if you can learn how to do certain things at the high school level, it will make you that much more of an effective student in college, whether or not you play a sport, right? Does that kind of make sense, Greg?
Oh, absolutely it does. I was going to ask, I've got one question for you here
real quick.
On the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, asking which school gives both academic and athletic money. Well, I mean, every non-D1 NCAA school does for the most part. Division III gives all academic money and based on need and things like that, like the Ivy League. But it leads right into your app, because your app has all 2,000-plus colleges that give scholarships of some sort athletically, whether it's, you know, academic to get athletic players, whatever, like D3, but everybody else besides D1 splits them up, which is a vast majority of the schools. And you guys have an app that allows folks to not only find out about every school, but to contact them as well.
Excellent segue, whoever asked that question.
It's perfect,
isn't
it?
Excellent segue, Greg. That's exactly what I was going to say. SportsNet does provide a lot of those answers for you. I can give you the quick answer right now. Really what it comes down to is with football and basketball specifically, I'm going to talk to those because those are probably the most popular, right? With football and basketball, the Division 1A, so FBS for football, they are the ones that offer 100% athletic scholarships. They don't do the chopping here and there. They don't do the piecing together scholarship.
They get the 85.
Right, exactly. However, all the levels below them, I played at the FCS, that was Division I AA, they love splitting up scholarships.
Because they only get 65, but they'd like to have 85 players.
Exactly correct. So that's where you're going to see that ability to kind of piece together scholarships. And I'm going to tell you right now, because this is what happened to me, I was able to become a much, much more appealing recruit, because I gave the schools more opportunity to give academic money, which freed up athletic money for other people. Does that make sense?
Or whoever asked that question, you helped me segue. My youngest son's got two invited walk-on offers, and one of the coaches the other day was talking about, you know, what's his plans. I said he wants to be a college coach from lack of, you know, not lack of me trying to talk him out of it, but that's what he wants to do. And I said, you know, him playing is he wants to play for fun, but in reality, he wants to learn everything he can from you about coaching.
And he said, what about money? So I said, you know what? Your school is so inexpensive. We'll go ahead and pay it. You save that money for some 6'10 kid out of Chicago that can touch the top of the backboard. We'll be good. So we just want to win. but it's like that. You got to split those scholarships up the best way you can. And it adds another factor to the FCS teams. They're going to have to split up scholarships.
Exactly. And really what it comes down to is when you're a recruit out of high school, and this is why we, you know, at SportsThread, we focus so much on users and kids building their profiles, right? Their digital athletic identity. It's very, very similar to a job resume. You want to put forth as many things about you that are beneficial and can help you get the spot that you're looking for. So if you, for example, if you're an athlete and that's really all you have to offer is being a good player, that's great. But that's one thing. Now imagine if you are a great player, but you're also a great student. That adds an entire other aspect to your, this is not going to be a word, but recruitability.
Oh, it makes you 1A right at the top.
Exactly. And that, like I said, that does give more flexibility for that coach to find opportunities for you because they can maybe give you some academic money here and there. And the schools also want that as well. The schools want as many talented people to come to their institution as possible. They would prefer to have an athlete that's also a great student. The colleges, the specific schools and classrooms want the athletes to be better students because they want engaged athletes in the classroom and all that kind of stuff. Everything pieces together when you're looking to go to college, and it's really in two forms. It's the athletic and the academic. It's being the student athlete. So when you're trying to put yourself out there to a school, when you're trying to attract the attention of a college coach, you got to have as many things about you that make you an asset to that program. How can you help that program? Well, if you can say, well, I can help the program from being a great player, I can help the program from being a great student, I can help the program from being a great member of our community, then that makes you an infinitely more attractive person or potential member of their roster than if you are just an athlete. It's the same concept of, imagine if you're a football player or a basketball player, you don't want to be a one-trick pony. You want to have as many different skill sets as possible. I played offensive line, for example. You don't want to just be an offensive lineman that knows how to run block. You want to be an offensive lineman that knows how to run block and how to pass block and doesn't get penalties. And maybe you know how to snap as well. Maybe you can play center, maybe playing guard, maybe you could play tackle. But regardless, you're able to add as many skill sets as possible to your, I'm going to use the word again, resume. And then you can extrapolate that out to being a great athlete, being a great student, being a great member of the community, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Great stuff, my man. Great having you on, too. We're backed up against a break, but tell everybody over there I said hello, and have a great 4th of July.
Hey, Greg, I appreciate you having me on. I love talking to young athletes. For all you young athletes that are listening, go check out SportsThread. It's a free app. We give a lot of help and guidance for a lot of the topics that I just talked about. Like I said, stay in school. What you can do right now to help yourself, it doesn't take a lot of time, but start building a schedule. Start learning how to prioritize your time, prioritize your classes, your assignments that you have due. That's a great task that doesn't take a lot of time and can help you immediately.
Cody Momart's Director of Operations at SportsThread. Great having you on, my friend.
Awesome, Greg. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day and a happy 4th.
You too, buddy. We'll take a break here from our great sponsors, including SportsThread, and we'll be back with Dave Magley, president of the Basketball League, after this.
This is SportsThread, and this is the new free SportsThread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans. Is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Got fireworks? We do. Light up the sky this Independence Day with Jake's Fireworks. We've got a huge selection of novelties, finale cakes, artillery shells, and more. Sign up in-store for our VIP rewards program and receive a free 200-gram show starter while supplies last. Competitive prices, quality products, and fireworks for the whole family. Text fireworks to 55678 for coupons or visit jakesfireworks.com to find a location near you.
And welcome back. Reminder, you can text in any questions, comments that you have for myself, my guests, Bill, anybody. You can text us on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316. Going to have Dave Magley on, president of the Basketball League, TBL. He's calling in now. And Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
Well, it's been a great season, wrapping it up, getting ready to start the playoffs this week. Let's talk about the TBL.
Well, it's been a fabulous season. We started with 29 teams, and we finished with 29 teams tonight, which is a really good look. It's considering all with the COVID and the difficulty getting fans in a lot of the gyms. It's a real testament to the perseverance of our team market owners that they were able to figure out a way to get through and pay their players and handle their bills and be ready for an exciting playoff matchup that's about to happen here this week, as early as Wednesday.
Absolutely, and of course, follow you guys on Twitter, Coach Magley, you personally, and then TBL League is for the whole league itself. And like you said, 29 teams, states from literally all parts of the union, and it's just been a lot of fun. I know the Enid team was new, of course, as a lot of your teams were this year. What kind of you're a marketing guy like I am, so you're always going to put a positive spin. But, man, everything I've heard from folks in the Enid area, just terrific, and can't wait for next year even.
Well, the Houston team, Steve Francis's team, was number one in the league, number one in their conference, and Enid was number two. But they split in the regular season, and Houston got upset yesterday. So when Enid won tonight, they became the number one team in the league. They've got three Native American players that have Native American
players. I know Lindy Waters is one of them, played at Oklahoma State, right?
Lindy Waters, very, very special player. Chance Comanche is a 7-footer from Arizona that's really good. And then there's a 6'7" kid named Wayne Rummels that played for Great Creighton. And those three kids are, along with about seven other Division I kids, are really good. Coach Corporal did a nice job. They are 22-2, and today was their best draw. I think they had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,800 fans there. As the city of Enid gets more exposed to the brand of basketball and entertainment, great dancers, great DJs, incredible mascot that dances. You know, they're doing the Cupid Shuffle at the end of the third quarter with all the kids, and it's just a lot of fun to watch them get out there and entertain. And
well,
in addition to that,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Coach. No, that's good. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, my grandsons are almost 6'4" and 6'4". I got some twins as well, and so next year I think they'll be old enough to really pay attention and things like that. But you're so fan and family friendly. You got the beautiful cheerleaders, but they're tasteful. They're not, I've been to some places where they weren't so tasteful. It's almost like walking into a strip club, but they're a lot of fun. The mascots, the everything going on. And of course, probably I would imagine one of the nicer venues in the league.
I would say that, it is the nicest venue in the league. It is, beautiful. It seats about 4,000 to 5,000, depending on how we do the courtside environment. The Jumbotrons are great. The pricing is fair. The communities, the city government supports it. So it's just a perfect market for us. And we're standalone because we're far enough from Oklahoma City that, yeah, you can go to Thunder games, but those are going to cost you more for one ticket in the nosebleed section of a Thunder game. You could take a family of four to our game, feed them, get them a commemorative jersey and probably a baseball hat.
Well, that's
the kind of experience you're going to have.
And, Dave, if you're allergic to losing, you didn't want to go to any Thunder games this year, that's for sure. They were losing on purpose to get a number one draft pick.
Yeah, let's see how that works out for them.
That's one thing. There's a lot of reasons. And, you played, at the highest levels in high school there in Indiana and then at Kansas and then, of course, in the NBA. So you know how things work on the draft and things like that. Yours is different, and I love what you guys do. You really want your guys to be so good that they might get picked up by the league for a 10-day contract or something like that.
It is our goal to be a showcase league. When we have our players go to another country, another league, we celebrate that. If our coaches can get one of our coaches in Tampa got a job in Taiwan. That's a great country to coach in. He probably is going to make three times what he was making in our league. That's something to celebrate. couple of our PA announcers and our in-game announcers got jobs from their demo reels that they got doing our games. Some of our dancers got picked up by NBA squads. I mean, you look at that, the entire thing is about showcasing the talent. And you know, for two reasons. It helps us get better people, and it's rewarding. But the reality is that that's part of your motivation to be in it. So it helps us keep our pay for all of those things in line. Because what happens in leagues like this, they either don't pay, so they're really not professional, or they pay way too much, and then the league doesn't stay around very long because the economy doesn't justify it. If you take television out of the NBA, the G League, none of those leagues exist anymore as we know it today. You couldn't pay what they pay. You couldn't support it the way they do because TV drives all the revenue. Well, we have a model that doesn't have the TV revenue as the driving force. So it really is a standalone model that each market can make money in season and still really impact their community, provide wonderful entertainment, and help everybody involved get better jobs, which kind of is a win-win-win for everybody.
Well, you guys have done a great job. Of course, being nationwide allows you to go get corporate sponsors like T-Mobile and some of the bigger sponsors you have, which certainly helps a lot.
Well, you know, and that's only going to increase. We're at like I said, 29 teams to start this year. We will be at a minimum of 48 next year.
Wow. So, I didn't know you were going to grow that fast.
Oh, no, we've already got 17 more ready to go, and we're talking to, you know, markets like Lawton and markets like Shawnee and markets like Tulsa, and you're going, well, why would Shawnee want to be in it? Well, it's a pretty cool arena down there called the Fire Lake Arena.
Yeah.
That's owned by the Potawatomi tribe, and it is built for pro sports, but it's only host concerts. So they recently acquired a beautiful floor, and it's time for somebody to bring a product there that's professional, and I think that would be an incredible opportunity.
Oh, I've got some friends down there. Dave, I'm sorry, but I got some friends down there that could really help you out, so we'll have to hook up tomorrow, and I'll give you some phone numbers.
That's awesome, because we're really enjoying the conversations we're having with the tribe right now, and if it works out, it would be unbelievable, because, again, we think that community would really come behind it, and would be pretty darn cool.
Well, and they've won a number of NAI National Basketball Championships with OBU down there in
Shawnee. That's what I've heard.
They really have a crazy basketball community.
And what a great rivalry to come play against Enid. So next thing you know, you've got fans that are driving the hour and a half between towns, 2 hours between towns, for a game on a Sunday afternoon.
I don't know if go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and then you throw in a Lawton and a Tulsa, and, you know, you create these cool rivalries while you control the cost of travel. So it's just kind of a win for everybody. They're standalone markets, so I think we got a shot to do something pretty cool.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. And you know, people in Enid know they had the USBL there before, and it was successful. They even had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as coach 1 year, and he took a plane and let the team run on a bus. But other than that, the fans really liked it. And they didn't have that facility back then. So you've got that advantage. And, you know, I talked about that. Heck, I think it was last April, right after COVID hit, a year ago last April, and had you on the show. And we were talking about it. And I said, you know, that place, you can get that place, go get it. And sure enough, you did. And it's working. But you're a real family organization. Your wife is, she really runs the show anyway, doesn't she?
Well, she really does. I mean, people sometimes think she's just a pretty face, and you clearly don't know my wife, because she is an absolute beautiful face, but that's not who she's about. What she really is about is making certain we treat these young men the right way, and that they in turn treat the community the right way. I just got done watching a tweet of the Kokomo team doing the Cupid Shuffle with all their fans. Well, these guys are averaging 2,000 fans a game.
I saw that. They were in the was that right there in the entrance right before they came out? Was that the one I saw?
Well, no, they did that earlier.
Okay.
Then today after the last game,
I didn't see that.
They got it together and they just had a lot of fun with it. And you know, when you look at it, it's we become part of the fabric of the community. And the term we use is to our teams, become a community asset. Because if you're a community asset, People want to support you. Sponsors want to sponsor you. They want people to know we're a part of that team that does so many cool things in the community. And it's so different. It's almost the antithesis of some of the higher level because, you know, there's a lot of concern over the NBA guys go on to other levels and they're not really as engaged unless there's a camera there and this and that. And, you know, we want to be someone that's there because it's the right thing to do, not because they're required to do it.
Dave, let me ask you this. And by the way, for folks just turning in late, we've got Dave Magley on. He's the president of the TBL, the basketball league. 29 teams going to 48 next year and all across the country. It's outstanding. And of course, you're getting, you know, like we mentioned, Lindy Waters. Of course, everybody pretty much on this station will know, our originating station will know that he played at Oklahoma State for 4 years and a very, very great ambassador of the Native community that he's a part of. And, of course, Oklahoma State wears those turquoise blue unis every year that Nike made up for Native Americans. Pretty cool stuff. Are you going to get some guys maybe that have finished their NBA careers that maybe want to live, you know, maybe the I'll mention a Chris Paul, just for example. I don't know if you're like Chris Paul. He's got plenty of money. He might want to own a team, though. Let's say he goes back to Winston-Salem and then wants to live where he went to college and on the side wants to maybe be a player coach. Would you ever allow something like that?
I would love to. Would love to. We're open. I mean, Steve Francis is very involved with his team. Jerome Williams, the Junkyard Dog, is very involved yep. with his team. Kendrick Perkins, who's on ESPN, the First Take every day, is very involved with his team in Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's becoming very appealing. And these guys, you know, if they do it the right way, it can be a really cool thing.
Well, so
that's what they're all about trying to do.
So many of these guys put money into AAU teams now, and I get that. But, man, if I had that kind of money, and I don't, by the way, so don't ask, I would love to have, you know, one of these franchises. It'd be outstanding. And you mentioned part of the community. I know it got pretty good play around here. The Enid team did like a trick or trunk thing at one of the big parking lots at Halloween and you know, before the season started. So it got, you know, the community started knowing. Now with a whole year under their belt, and you just mentioned they'll be the first seed in their division, that, you know, that's, hey, people love winning around here and everywhere, but especially around here, it seems like. I've grown up in Indiana where basketball is so big. You know, here football's big, but, boy, basketball's gotten so much bigger. And you're seeing the fruits of some of that, too. Texas, and people don't believe me when I tell them, oh, so it's a football state. Well, it is, but guess who's had more McDonald's All-Americans than anybody in the last 25 years? Texas, and it's not even close.
Yeah, well, you know, and there's a reason why we have six teams in Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just a lot of interest in the state of Texas in what we do. So we've been very thrilled with the opportunity, very thrilled with what we've done. And, you know, like Lindy, you mentioned Lindy Waters. What a great kid.
Oh, he is.
The fact that
his dad, Lindy the
basketball
second.
State.
Yeah. He grew up in my events. His dad coached his teams all the way through high school.
Really?
Yeah. Even after he had signed with Oklahoma State, he came and played one. And his dad said, should he come? Yeah, put on a dunk show. I'll tell all the Oklahoma State fans he's coming. I think we sold out tickets that day. So,
well, he's gracious. He's gracious with the fans. He gets it. He's a credit to what we do.
I have a feeling that whether it's administration in basketball or maybe something totally different, whatever he sets his mind to do, he will be very successful, and particularly in the Oklahoma community where he's so well known.
I completely agree. And he, again, like I said, his grace is it's like, you know, when you first meet Steve Francis, the number two draft pick that was a three-time NBA All-Star that was, you know, played with Yao Ming and yada, 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 you think, the guy's nickname is the franchise. He goes by a nickname
franchise.
By his own name.
Yep.
And you would think, well, he's really full of himself. I'm telling you, the hardest thing about Steve Francis to be around is he's so popular and he's so gracious that if you're having a conversation, people just interrupt you, and he's fine with it. He'll say, well, excuse me, I got to take this picture. Hey, somebody, can you tell me, where are you from? Oh, D.C., I'm from D.C. And the next thing you know, he's just engaging. And you sit there and go, you know, you always think these NBA superstars or these college superstars are above things, and they're not. The ones that get it, the Steve Francis, the Lindy Waters, they're a credit to what we do, and this league is designed perfectly for whatever they want to get out of it, because that energy is something that we all can thrive on.
I got a question. I got a couple questions here. I just got a second one real quick on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. This one wants to know, what was the thought about naming the Enid team Enid instead of Oklahoma? I don't know.
Because in a town like Enid, if you call it Oklahoma, you're basically saying, and we can move whenever we want to. We want them to know we are in Enid, for Enid, about Enid, and we want Enid to support us. And quite frankly, we're a big deal in Enid. Well, I don't know if we're a big deal across the entire state, but in that city, in Jamestown, New York, in Albany, New York, in Syracuse, New York, in Kokomo, Indiana, you know, when you go into a market that you're not necessarily with a bunch of huge D1s or major NBA teams right in that market, you can capture the heart of that community. And that's why we want to be the name Enid, because that's where we are, and that's where our heart is.
This one's coming from the 317. Isn't that, I'm trying to think, is that Lafayette area?
That's central Indiana.
Okay, okay. Want to know if you're going to have a team in Anderson at the Wigwam.
Well, we just started looking at it. I was there just 2 weeks ago, and okay. They've redone the roof. They're structurally it's sound. Now the question is, can they get it, you know, ready for a March start date? Eventually, absolutely. That we see the success of playing at Memorial Gym in Kokomo. And we think that, you know, of the 15 largest high school gyms in the world, 14 are in Indiana.
Yeah.
Could be all of those towns could hold teams, because you're a big deal in those towns, and those gyms are really cool, as you know, growing up in Indiana, Greg.
When I did my master's thesis, that was part of it in sports geography, why, you know, Indiana turned out so many athletes per capita than other states. It's because it's a cultural thing. They play basketball instead of football or baseball for the most part, and it's probably always going to be that way in that state. But at that time, they had 18 of the largest 20 high school gyms were in Indiana, and at that time, 9 of the 10 largest junior high gyms. And that's because, you know, like the Wigwam, for instance, you know, what was it, seat about, what did you say, 14?
15? 9,000.
9, okay. But when they build a brand new one that's 18,000 or Newcastle or somewhere like that, they give the 9,000 win to the junior high. So
yeah, well, it's you know, the one class system,
which
where
I
everybody
miss.
Plays everybody. Rewarded small towns that got big gyms, right?
Right.
So if you're my high school coach, coached a really good team in South Bend, where I'm from, and we won several sectionals, several regionals. But he knew if he could get a city that would build a 7,000-8,000 seat gym like Richmond, Indiana did, and they built the Tiernan Center, and he went down and coached it at that Tiernan Center, he got the sectionals, the regionals, the semi-state, and quite frankly, you don't play anybody of consequence till you get to the semi-state. In South Bend, everybody beats each other up in the sectionals because we don't host our sectionals at Notre Dame. Our regionals are at Notre Dame, our semi-states at Purdue. But at Marion, at Logansport, at LaPorte, at Kokomo, at Muncie Central, you know, all the Newcastle, they all have their own individual sectionals and their individual regionals. So they play the smaller country teams, and they feed through that. So that's kind of how it got started. And then they went to class basketball, and it's kind of killed a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I grew up, you know, the one class system, just like in Hoosiers, and went to a 2A school when they just had 3 classifications. And you could be 0-31 and be the smallest Class A school, and you could turn right around and be playing, you know, Lafayette Jeff, one of the biggest schools at that time. I think Ben Davis was the biggest one when I was in high school, but. Yeah, you'd play a big school that was 31-0, number one, and, you know, you might upset them, and it was a one-game take-all. Unfortunately, Lafayette Jeff won 51 in a row until I was in eighth grade when Central Catholic finally got by. You might remember Dave Cutter, but played at, I think, Central Michigan or Western Michigan. But anyway, 51 years in a row.
We played Central Catholic 1 year, and we played them the day we buried my mother.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that story.
High school.
Yeah.
And I had 40 in the first half against them. So it was a
bad day for them to play you.
Yeah, it was the bad news for me was the school record was 41 for a whole game, and my coach didn't play me in the second half because we were beating them so bad. He didn't want to rub it in, and one of his former assistants was the head coach. So we didn't know what the record was. So after the game, he caught all kind of heck for, you know, not letting me stay in the game to break the school record. And fortunately, I was able to get it in the next game or two, so it all worked out.
Your coach had asked you, I think you had told me this before, that, asked if you wanted to play. And you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt your mother would want you to play. I remember talking to my youngest son after that. I go, just so there's no doubt, because I'm sure you know, if I die on the day you have a game, you're playing. And he goes, well, yeah, I don't even have to ask, you know. So
I said, you can disrespect that, but of course it was.
You can bury me later, you know, but you better play. Yeah. So
it's funny. My mom actually asked to be buried earlier in the day so I could go to school, because you had to, the state rule was you had to attend one class to be able to play that night.
Yeah.
So even though they buried her early in the morning, they actually let school out, so the whole school could come and support us. And then about 10 o'clock, I went to school till about noon, got my couple classes in, and then went and rested and got ready to go play the game. And, you know, it just kind of caught fire. And it was a pretty cool experience. But this is what we want to be, that community feel that Hoosiers was about. We're just sitting around talking about, like, in Kokomo, if you're the Main Street Cafe on Wednesday, will say, we've got to make more strawberry lemonade because our boys are coming in today for lunch. Come down and meet your Kokomo Bobcats. Our boys, they know what they eat and drink. I mean, what a cool place to be. You feel like you're really important in that community. And as a player, that makes it really a lot of fun.
They get free haircuts on Monday at some of those towns if they win on Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of these guys aren't trusting those guys this year, so I don't know.
There you go. Two questions, but I can roll them into one here because I'm going to have to let you go. We're backed up against a break, Dave. But wanting to know if you guys would be interested in moving the season back a little more towards the summer when there's nothing else going on.
Well, it's actually, we're going to move it further the other way because when you get north of Enid, when you get north of northern Indiana, Kokomo and north, all of those gyms are not air-conditioned.
Oh, I got you.
So we're learning right now. It's really tough in the summer because they're just not air-conditioned. Gotcha. And the goal was always to start the season at the tail end of high school and college so we can get the venues, capture the fans that are still hot and heavy, and still be in the NBA sweet spot. So we're kind of in the overlap. So if we start early March, we think that's a better fit for what we're trying to do because we like to end just before the NBA Summer League so then we can go do a TBL Summer League in Vegas and help our kids get exposure.
Great stuff. You're all about the kids. Like, I know a lot of people say that, Dave, but I know from you, you definitely are one of my favorite players growing up, only a couple years older than me. Was it 78, Mr. Basketball, right?
Yep.
And I graduated in 80, but I moved out right after your season and that summer and been an Oklahoman and a Texan ever since then. But it's always so great having you on. Hey, Jordan's still doing work for you, Jordan Mount?
No, Jordan left us.
Okay.
He graduated last Christmas and got an amazing job in Southern California.
Well, good.
And he's a rock star. He's such a sharp guy.
See, all your people are getting good jobs moving on, aren't they?
Yeah.
But you'll replace
him. We're happy with that.
Dave, great talking to you.
Yeah.
Give my best to everybody and your family, and we'll get you on later in the summer, okay?
Appreciate you. Be blessed.
All right. Dave Magley, the president of the TBL, the Basketball League. Of course, one of those teams, the number one seed going into the playoffs, the Enid Outlaws in their inaugural season. We'll take a break. We'll be back and wrap it up after this.
COVID-19 vaccine. are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit AARP.org/OKVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's AARP.org/OKVaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, it's Jay McCray for Slim Chickens here in Stillwater. Love this time of the year. Love my strawberries. Strawberries are in season. I'm eating salads, trying to watch what I eat. You can visit Slim Chickens today for that limited time grilled chicken strawberry salad. It's back. It's so good. Farm fresh strawberries, feta cheese crumbles, crisp cucumbers, candied pecans, and the delicious 100% all natural grilled chicken. Give it a try. Like I said, for a limited time, the strawberry salad. Get it right here at Slim Chickens in Stillwater.
Oh, man, strawberry salad. I may have to go eat some of that at Slim Chickens. That sounds really good. Hey, I want to thank our special guest, Cody Momarts, Director of Operations, of course, from Sports Thread, and Dave Magley, President of the TBL, and, of course, well, Bill Van Ness, he always takes care of us. He's the one that will answer your phone calls and all that good stuff and keeping us on the air. Appreciate him. Hope you have a great weekend and a great 4th of July.
Ships that go sail.